8:39, just about 8:40, it's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Don't get scammed is the bottom line, but it's sometimes easier said than done. It still happens to a lot of people, and the Better Business Bureau is out there to try to help you from keep getting scammed. But we're going to try to help you out a little bit this morning with some things to be aware of as we are joined this morning by Don O'Brien. Don, you might remember him with the Galesburg Register Mail, was with the Quincy Herald Whig as well. Now he's an investigations manager and PR with the Better Business Bureau. Don, good morning. How are you doing today?
Tom, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for checking in with us here this morning. So Don, just to remind people, you were here with the Register Mail as a sports writer. How long were you here in Galesburg?
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm a 1989 graduate of Galesburg High School. Jay Redfern and Mike Trueblood, those guys helped get me into the journalism business back in the late 80s, early 90s. I finally left town in 90, so it's been a while, but every time I come back, I have certain spots that I have to hit. I don't want to give anybody any free advertising. But
I can guess, but I won't say either.
Let's just say there's a little place right around the corner from you guys.
Right, I figured.
To get a couple, so
yep.
It doesn't pain me, but I've got a kid who plays for the Blue Devil basketball team. I've been torn for the last year or so, but we had a good year last year, and he starts and plays a lot. So the Blue Devils Silver Streak rivalry, I'm on the other side of it now.
Yep. And understandable. I mean, you've been there for quite some time, and of course you wrote for the Herald Whig for quite a while as well, now with the Better Business Bureau. Well, you know, there's so many scams out there, Don, and I'm sure you guys get a boatload of calls about different things and people wondering if it's a scam or this and that. Well, let's start right off the bat. You just mentioned basketball, so we got the high school basketball coming up. We got high school football going on, volleyball. So there's been this influx over the last, what, 2, 3, 4 years maybe of these streaming services that are carrying high school games. And for, you know, grandpa and grandma out of town or, you know, out, you know, somewhere else for the winter or other relatives to be able to watch the kids play live, or if you can't be there for whatever reason. But I didn't realize that that's one of those situations where there's some scam accounts out there. Talk a little bit about that.
There certainly are, Tom. Yeah, this really popped up during COVID. Once some of the associations limited spectators during COVID, a lot of the schools went to streaming, so that way people could still see their young people play. And, I mean, it's still going strong. I just, while I was listening to you guys earlier today, I popped on Facebook and I put in Galesburg football into a Facebook search. And I found nearly 36 scam links to the Galesburg Moline football game from just last Friday night. What happens is a scam. They're going to put a link on social media. They're basically trying to get your credit card credentials. They may charge you for a game that you're never going to see. You're going to lose a little bit of money, but more importantly, you're going to lose that credit card information, and you're probably going to have to get a new card because you just don't know what's going to go on or what those people are going to do with your credentials. So, long story short, if you're going to watch your loved ones, you can't get out to the game. Make sure you check with your school to find that official stream and only go through those official channels and don't hit things on social media.
Well, I guess in some cases, is it the school that's actually providing it, or the schools are like with a company that's providing the service, or in most cases?
There are some like that. Galesburg is like Quincy, and they both are members of the National Federation High School Network, so that's safe. So these scammers just basically put up their own fake websites and say, oh, hey, if you want to catch the Galesburg-Quincy game, in, you know, soccer. And, I mean, this is not just a football or basketball thing. They do soccer, baseball, softball. You name the sport, they're going to put up fake links to try to get people's information and their credentials. So, again, they're not actually linking to those legitimate streams. They're totally making things up and, again, just trying to get your credentials.
So I guess contact whatever school it is you want to watch their stream of, whether it's the athletic director or activities director or whatever the case may be. They're going to know the information. They will know the proper website for you to go to.
Exactly right. Not all schools stream their sports either. I mean, there's even some still inside the Western Big Six that don't offer any kind of streaming services. So, you know, just beware of that. And a lot of the schools of the IHSA, I worked with the IHSA when I worked on this report earlier this fall, and they are very aware of this. They're trying to make the schools aware of this. So there's a lot more heightened awareness of this than there was even in the spring when this stuff was going crazy as well.
Don O'Brien, Investigations Manager and Public Relations with the Better Business Bureau, joining us here this morning. So, yeah, be careful. There's that. And that's just one of so many things going on. We would have to go for about what, a month straight to get through half of the scams out there, right? I mean, there's
exactly just... right. Yeah, I tell you what, I heard you guys talking earlier. The scammers go to wherever the news is. So, you know, the pandemic's been huge for them, and they've had all kinds of scams. And, yeah, that first half of that month would just be taken up with pandemic scams, Tom.
Wow, that's crazy. And, you know, and that's the thing we were talking about as well, that to put most of these scams together, they're pretty elaborate, and you got to be really smart, all the computer work you put into and this and that. It's like, these are people that could probably be making pretty good money if they were on the legitimate side. I don't know what it is, why you go that route to take somebody else's money. I don't understand breaking the law in that way.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, well, let's get to this one. And this is one that I don't know that that many other people know about. And this was new to me when I read what this was about. The gray market vehicle scams. I thought, okay, my first thought was, and this was one you can probably address as well, like, for instance, the hurricane that just hit down in Southwest Florida, that, you know, people, maybe cars that were on a used car lot, even a new car lot, and people are going to try to sell them saying, oh, this is a brand new car, you're just getting it really cheap. That's not even what this is. Talk about the gray market vehicle scam.
Yeah, what you just explained was something totally different with flooded vehicles, and there's another scam involved with that. But these gray market vehicles are something that really popped up on our radar in the last, 6 weeks or so, Tom. And what a gray market vehicle is, they're vehicles that are originally manufactured for use in other countries. Typically what we see are cars that are coming down from Canada, but those vehicles are not in compliance with U.S. emissions and safety standards. So technically, federal law prohibits these types of vehicles from being sold or used on public roads until those vehicles are in compliance with those federal regulations. So we had two people in St. Louis who purchased these types of vehicles from one lot down in St. Louis. And one of them found that they couldn't get financing when they tried to get financing, and it was denied. So they actually weren't even able to purchase the vehicle. The second one was able to purchase it, but once they took it to a mechanic, the mechanic's like, look, this vehicle's not even supposed to be here. I can't even work on it. So that warranty that they had on the vehicle originally from Canada was no longer good. So if that engine were to blow, that person would have been responsible for everything on it. So we issued this a couple weeks ago, and I've since been in touch with people with the federal government. They say this is a much bigger problem than what we even indicated here, and they're very thankful that we put this information out. They say there are tens of thousands of these gray market vehicles on the roads right now.
Well, I'm a little bit surprised they're even able to be titled, because if it's based on the VIN number, wouldn't that show, or is there some way they're doing paperwork to scam and getting it so it looks like it's a legitimate vehicle made here or qualified to be in the United States?
Exactly right. They're title washing is what they do. Okay. When they get them over from the from when they get over the border to Canada. I mean, I guess you could technically have something come up from Mexico or come overseas, but primarily this is a problem from Canada and in the Midwest. We're in the heart of this right now, according to the folks I talked with the federal government. So, again, is this something that you really, I mean, the used car market has been crazy lately. So is this something that you really have to have a top of mind? Not really, but really you should get an entire, if you're going to buy a vehicle, make sure you get that entire Carfax or that entire vehicle history, and don't just rely on some type of partial history before you make a vehicle purchase.
Absolutely. Don O'Brien, investigation manager with the Better Business Bureau, joining us here this morning. Well, let's go ahead and talk then a little about the thing with the floods. It's not only the hurricane that causes. There is flooding in places. There are other storms and issues that happen. What about, is there, again, I guess the Carfax would be a way to maybe help prevent with things like that. Somebody trying to sell you, well, it looks like it's a new car. Why am I getting such a good deal on it? Especially in this day and age.
Yeah, exactly right. So, right now, if you go out and look for a used car a month from now and you see it's been in Fort Myers Beach, Florida, that might be a sign that, hey, I got to look at this car a little bit further.
Boat not included.
You can do. Yes, correct. There's some things you can do, certainly. The one thing we really encourage all consumers to do is if they're getting a used vehicle, consider having a qualified mechanic inspect that vehicle. A legitimate dealer is going to say, sure, Tom, go ahead and take that car to somebody you trust. It's probably going to cost you around $100 or so, but they can do all those, they can look at everything inside of that vehicle and see if it's a good car or not. And then you can make your decision that way. Now, if you go to a car lot and they're like, look, you're not taking that car off the lot until you buy it, move down the road and go to another dealer. So that's a great way to make sure that you don't get any problem. And yeah, really, you've got to really look at the vehicle history report with all this action and movement there is right now in the used car market.
Well, which brings us, you know, talking about the hurricane funding and giving to organizations that say that they're giving to help hurricane victims or whatever the case may be. I mean, because it's not limited to this. Obviously, this is sometimes that, you know, we've had cases where somebody, you know, claimed they had cancer and ran this whole scam, but they were, you know, whether it's GoFundMe or whatever. So but let's talk specifically like with Hurricane Ian, since that's the most recent. I guess the bottom line is, know about the organization. Know that it is a national organization or an organization, whether Red Cross, United Way, those type of things, as opposed to Johnny Boy's Fund for Hurricane Ian. I don't know what. How do you prevent getting scammed in cases like this?
Yeah, really. You know, there's an easy way to do this. You know, Tom, we work hard for our money. We want to make sure that if we want to help people, that's going to go to a good place. You know, in cases like this, you know, American Red Cross, Salvation Army. There are many other good charities that we know that they do good work and are already established in that area. Now, it's when you, again, some of us live on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and all that stuff. It's when you, you know, maybe go for an emotional appeal that you may see on Facebook and you say, you're exactly right. Hey, you know, I can make up a story that my aunt was affected by that, and I could, you know, put up a GoFundMe and start taking money. If I made a really big emotional appeal, I could easily just rip off some type of photo that was on, you know, by some news organization, and I could put that up and I could start taking money in. So the good thing about that is that now some of these crowdfunding websites are getting a little bit better about verifying their campaigns. You know, we did see a lot more of that when we saw that unfortunate school shooting down in Uvalde, Texas. They started verifying a lot of those accounts. I don't know if they've done a lot in the wake of this hurricane, but there are some verified accounts. So if you can find a verified fundraiser on those crowdfunding websites and you see that appeal and you're like, you know what, I really want to help these people, then you can be a little more safe rather than just, you know, taking some emotional appeal online.
Well, you mentioned social media, and there's always a lot of things out there, and some are legit and some are not. Now, we've had some things recently that, you know, people, and I bypass it. I don't know if I would have qualified anyway, but like, for instance, whether it was Facebook or Twitter, yeah, money available because they did something with your information. There was one that was legitimate, but there's a lot of them out there that aren't. Or, you know, okay, so right now, and I know this is legitimate, but it's mostly ads like Camp Lejeune, the water. Well, but just there are, I'm sure there are scams out there involved with things similar to that as well. How do you tell if it's real or not, or if you should contact somebody about it?
Yeah, we've had a lot of, especially here in Illinois, we've had a lot of biometric lawsuits. You know, Facebook, people who were in Facebook at one point, they were able to receive a $400 check basically from Facebook for violating their rights through the Biometric Act here in Illinois, which is pretty stringent. You know, you just really have to do your homework. Better Business Bureau, you know, we've done some work on that to tell people what's legit, what's not legitimate. For whatever reason, I've tried to make myself into an expert on some of those lawsuits that are out there. You can give me a call at my office here down in Quincy at 217-209-3972, or look me up on Facebook at BBB Quincy, and I'll tell you whether or not something is legitimate. I want to make sure people are safe.
Yeah, because, you know, and I'm one, yeah, I passed up. I saw it on there. It's like I don't usually pay attention to those type of things. Like, I guess I missed out on $400 potentially.
You did not get the Facebook one.
No, okay, I didn't. No, nope, nope, I did not.
That's the easiest $397 ever made in my life.
Yeah, yeah, I wish I would have. I wish.
And there are other ones out there right now that are, you know, there's, you know, and maybe if you guys, I'd have to do a little research. I don't want to speak out of school just off the top of my head. But there are other ones out there for Illinois residents to take advantage of right now. So I'd have to do some research and maybe come on with you guys again and talk about that a little bit. But there are ways out there to find out which ones are legitimate, and I have those, but just not off the top of mind.
Yeah, and like I said, Don O'Brien with the Better Business Bureau joining us here this morning. You said there are some are out there, like with this gray market vehicle thing going on, that's a problem a lot in the Midwest right now. Is there anything else? And I guess there are some that are national things that everybody's seeing, some that are isolated more so. Is there anything bigger in particular, like in our area or in Illinois or the Midwest, that you're seeing that maybe we should be aware of, and whether it's on social media or anywhere else?
No, I think that, you know, the trends around here kind of track what happens nationally. Like our BBB scam tracker, our top scam that's been reported this year and is now like 3 years running is online purchase scams. And, you know, they're again, that's another hour-long conversation I could have with you guys about how to stay safe when you're shopping online. And, you know, we're getting to the holiday season now. So, again, here I'm trying to get myself back on with you guys, but I'd love to come back and let people know what to do and what not to do when it comes to online shopping here in the next couple of weeks as you get ready for Christmas.
Absolutely, because a lot of people are going that route now, and there are some safe places and not so safe, but even if it is, you consider it a safe, you know, whether it's Amazon or whatever, still ways you need to go about it to keep your information private and safe, though.
Without a doubt, yep.
All right. Well, Don, man, great information here this morning. And again, you can, with as far as the high school sports streaming, contact the school, whether it's Galesburg High School, yep, or whatever. If the streaks are on the road in Quincy or somewhere, contact the school, see what the site is to be able to watch the game. And just always better safe than sorry. You can, as Don said, you can contact him at the Better Business Bureau, 217-209-3972. Find him online at Facebook as well. Don, thanks so much for your time this morning. We will get you on again before the holidays as the shopping season rolls around.
I would love to do that, Tom. Thanks so much for having me.